Well, as we have done the last few Sunday evenings, I want us to look tonight at a beautiful picture that the scriptures give us to help us know the ways of the Lord. Psalm 57, if you have a Bible, if you'd like to turn there with me. Psalm 57 recounts David's faith and trust in the Lord during one of the most difficult periods in his life. It says in the heading, which is part of the inspired God-given text, it says, it is the prayer of David when he fled from Saul into the cave. You remember David had been faithfully serving Saul and the people. He'd been leading out the armies of Israel. He was their great champion. He defeated Goliath. But Saul, in a fit of demonic madness, he grows jealous and he tries to murder David. And David has to run for his life in the middle of the night. And in a moment, his whole life's turned upside down and he loses everything. His name, his wife, his home, his position. And he has to run off into the wilderness. And Saul is pursuing him to kill him. And this goes on for such a long time. You remember there's a point where David is so grown down, he says, in despair, you know, there's not even a step between me and death. Well, it's at some point in this dark period that Psalm 57 comes. We find David putting his trust in the Lord. And when everything goes wrong, and when life is flipped upside down, and when there is great suffering, it teaches us the first thing is trust the Lord. Trust the Lord, brothers and sisters. One way that he expresses his faith is in this beautiful picture that we're given in verse 1. In the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge until these calamities have passed by. In the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge. Isn't that a beautiful picture that the scriptures give us? Of faith. It's a comforting picture. It's a beautiful picture. David makes his refuge under the shadow of God's wings. It's a picture of, if you want to imagine it this way, it's like a baby chick. So weak. So fragile, so defenseless, but safe, warm, comforted, hiding under the shadow of its mother's wing. Isn't that a great picture of faith? As we think together then about this picture, I pray that God will help you to hide under the shadow of his wings. But one interesting question, before we think about the picture itself, one interesting question to ask is, where did David get this picture? What inspired David? Where did he somehow develop this wonderful image of the Lord? Well, did he perhaps observe the birds in creation and the Holy Spirit within him stirred up this thought that it's like God's love and care for his people? Did he think back to the words of Moses in the law? When the Lord says he carried Israel like an eagle carries its young on her wings. Or, what I think is actually the case, he learned it from his grandfather. He learned this from his grandfather, Obed. Obed, of course, being the son of Boaz and Ruth. So David finds himself essentially an exile, a foreigner in a strange land. He's all alone. He's got nothing and there's no one to turn to. Did he think back to his grandparents and his great-grandparents? To Ruth, when she was an outsider, a foreigner all alone with nothing, and now she placed her faith in the Lord, and she came to Israel to care for Naomi? Did David remember those sweet words of Boaz, who when he met Ruth working in the fields, he said, "May the Lord God of Israel give you a full reward under whose wings you have come for refuge. Did David, in his hour of need, learn what to do? Because this had been passed down to him. Remembering too his great-grandmother, as she put her trust in the Lord when she had nothing. You remember when she throws herself at Boaz's feet, throwing herself on his mercy, and she says, "Take your maidservant under your wing. Be my redeemer." It seems to me this beautiful phrase, "under the shadow of his wings," was precious to David, because he uses it in several psalms. And it seems to me it's something he learned on his grandfather's knee. This inspired blessing, even a family motto, you could say, passed down through the generations, as they remembered the Lord's kindness to Ruth, how the Lord gave her refuge under his wing. I hope that is a heartwarming point for you, because it encourages us to pass on what we know of the Lord to the next generation and the next after that. It reminds us of God's faithfulness to 1,000 generations of those who fear him. His promise to bless our children and our children's children. It's a blessing you can pass on to children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren you might never even see, because you trusted in the Lord. Perhaps there's even one word you've spoken about the Lord to encourage, and it's going to bear fruit beyond your imagination, and blessing will pass on. Isn't that a wonderful encouragement? But to return to the picture itself, what does this convey to us about the Lord and his care for his people? Well, first it speaks about his gentleness and power. His gentleness and power. Again, if you can see it in your mind's eye, a weak, defenseless little chick hiding under its mother's wing, how gentle that mother would be. A little one so tiny it can barely stand, helpless against a strong wind or the hot sun. How gently the mother shields and protects it with her soft feathers. Speaks to us of the Lord's gentleness. And no doubt David needed comforting. His soul must have been crushed and hurting because of all these troubles, the injustice of it all. And he finds solace. He finds strength. He finds spiritual help because he remembers and he trusts in the Lord's love and care. He finds hope in the mercy, the loving kindness of God. I have to admit, this is a thought that astonishes me, and I continue to come back to it, that the scriptures often tell us the Lord is gentle with his people. He's gentle, long-suffering, patient, kind. Do you know, you could even say, in an absolute sense, everything that God does is gentle. Because he possesses infinite power. He is almighty. There's nothing that is hard for him to do. And so even in creating the universe, that's just the mere beginning of his power. So how much more gentle is he with all his dealings with man and all our dealings with us? How gracious to condescend, to reveal himself, to come down to our level. How that we are not destroyed by the blast of his holy presence, by one who is infinitely high above us. We seek shelter under his wing because he's far stronger, far more powerful. But he's gentle in the exercise of it as he cares for us. He's gentle in a redemptive sense, in the sense that he doesn't give us what our sins deserve. Having trusted in Christ, he is merciful and forgiving and gracious. He's gentle with you, saint, because he was not gentle with his son. He spares you the rod because he did not spare him the cross. But he is merciful. And most applicable to the ongoing daily Christian life, he's gentle in his discipline. Again, in a sense, he's always teaching us. Every day of our lives, he's providentially and in the scriptures and in the church, he's rebuking us and correcting us and sometimes allowing and sending difficulties to test and to try us and refine us. And he's always disciplining us so that we will be like Christ. But how gentle he is. Even when he sends troubles to purify us, it is always measured out not to be too much. To bruise, but not break. In a small portion, not too much at once. A gentle hand, a good, a faithful, loving father. In Psalm 18, David says, "Lord, your gentleness has made me great. Your gentleness has made me great." And then, you know, even more than this, brothers and sisters, we can dare to say, the Lord has a gentle heart, a gentle character, a meekness and kindness. He condescends to become man, humbling himself, to be a servant, making himself the least of all. And he says, "Come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, for I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your soul." So there is the Lord preaching the gospel to us, saying, "Come to me for salvation, for life, for eternal life. Come to me, and you can come to me because I am gentle and lowly of heart." I don't know about you, but I often feel like an elephant with giant oversized shoes when I'm trying to help someone or encourage them or comfort someone who's hurting, because I find it so easy to put my foot in my mouth and to say the wrong thing, to accidentally trample on something that's sensitive, and I feel like I blunder like that all the time. And do you know the Lord Jesus? He's not like that, is he? Bruised reed he will not break, smoking flax he won't put out. It's the greatest encouragement. You can pour out your heart to him, give everything to Christ. He says, "Come to me because I am gentle and lowly, meek." This is your Savior. This is who God is. Our God come in the flesh. Or as David wonderfully expresses all of this, we seek refuge under the shadow of his wing. His gentleness and his power. It's a great encouragement tonight, brothers and sisters, whatever you may be going through, trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Put it in his hands. The second thing is, if you think about this picture, it's a picture of the Lord shielding us from the worst. Shielding us from the worst. Shadow of his wings. In the climate of ancient Israel, the natural elements, huge danger for a little chick, the heat and the cold. In the shadow of a mother's wing, it is protected from the worst of both. In the cold of night, from the blazing hot sun. Do you see, it's a picture of how the Lord shelters us from the worst that the world and sin can bring. Isn't it true that when we draw near to the Lord, we are protected from the worst pains? We are comforted in the worst troubles. We're protected from the full extent of them. Pains and troubles can still be there beating down on us, but he shelters us from the worst of them. You face the death of a loved one, the loss of your nearest and dearest. You feel overwhelmed and alone. We are sheltered by the Lord. We are comforted knowing that death has lost its sting. The grave has lost its victory. We are sheltered, we are comforted, knowing there is eternal life. Those who die in the Lord rest in Him. And we shall be reunited, we shall be resurrected. We shall go to be with the Lord. To die is far better to be with Christ. The worst things you can ever go through is mourning and grief. We'll make your refuge under the shadow of Christ's wings. He shelters us. He protects us from the worst of the curse. I don't know if you ever thought about it that way. Whole world is fallen. And we all suffer from the curse that sin has brought on us. There will going to be illnesses, anxieties, losses and crosses, troubles and stresses, thorns and weeds. That is life, hard labor. But we, as His people, we're sheltered from the worst of that. We know that His wing, He is the sovereign Lord. He is the ruler of heaven and earth. He is working in all things for our good. Nothing can separate us from His love. And this world's evils are only temporary. It's only for a short season. We know soon the last trumpet will sound. The new creation will come. Every tear will be wiped away. We will see there's been a good purpose. And His Spirit sustains us. He gives us faith to endure. He sends providential helps and encouragements. We have the love of fellow saints. In all these ways, He shields us from the worst. We are greatly comforted under the shadow of His wing. And of course, from sin and the evil one, the devil will snipe at you as a Christian. They'll try to make you stumble. He's a wolf on the prowl. But he cannot get at you, saint. He cannot get at you under the Lord's wing. The Lord says no one can snatch His people from His hand. The devil, he cannot pull the Lord's people away from Him and pull them to help. He has saved them and they are safe in His keeping. And He's protected us from the worst of sin. I mean that in a double sense. That first, to live by His commandments, to obey Him, is the most blessed, the most happy way to live. The way of sinners is hard, it's miserable. The way of the righteous, with all our crosses and troubles, is blessed. It's happy. But also in the greater sense, this is the cross. He sheltered us on the cross. The storm winds of judgment are coming. But Christ takes our place and He shelters us and the worst falls on Him. Judgment comes on Him and we are saved. And the calamity passes by. There's many other aspects of this truth that we could try and draw out of this beautiful picture, but the truth is the Lord shelters and comforts us from the worst. As David says, in the shadow of your wings, I will make my refuge. One more thing I want to try to express that this picture conveys to us is the nearness of the Lord. The Lord is near to all who call upon Him. Who call on Him in truth. The Lord is near to the brokenhearted. You think of a chick nestling in its mother's wings, you know, it brings a smile, it's heartwarming. I think because it makes us think about a human babe nestled in its mother's arms, that closeness and intimacy, that personal, warm relationship and protection, the intimate care. Difficult to put into words, but you know what I mean. Under the shadow of His wings. David is describing the Lord's presence with him, even in the cave. The Lord's faithfulness, He's near. David in his suffering is near to the Lord's heart. It's that truth that we find expressed all through Scripture. That although the Lord is on high and He is transcendent, He delights to dwell with His people. He is near to them. We're perhaps talking here about spiritual, wonderful blessings and mysteries that where words fail, but He is near to His people. and especially in their troubles. It's a way of saying, Saint, he truly cares for us. And he wants to bless us and help us. This wonderful picture is another way of saying, the Lord has promised, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Doesn't this nearness, doesn't it make us think of the incarnation? The Lord Jesus is God in the flesh. Our Lord Emmanuel, God with us, sharing with us in all our sorrows and able to empathize, full of compassion. When life's turned upside down, when you're in the cave, well, very often at that moment of darkness, Christians wonder, is God really there? Is he really listening? This is a reassurance. He is near and he hears your cries. He hears your prayers. You are not abandoned in your troubles. As David says elsewhere, he says, he counts all my tears and stores them in a jar. So all these precious truths are put so beautifully to us. The Lord's love and care for you, his people, in that he's saying, come shelter under the shadow of my wings. When the Lord Jesus spoke of Jerusalem, as it's recorded in Luke 13, he laments, O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her brood under her wings, but you were not willing. That's a remarkable statement of the Lord, isn't it? It's a very moving one. Obviously connects to the words of David. The Lord speaks of his disappointment, his pain, that his own people did not receive him, that they did not come to him for salvation and life, that they did not shelter in him. He says, oh, how often I've wanted to gather you in. He's not just speaking there about his ministry in the flesh, is he? He's speaking about his voice down through the centuries, through the prophets. He's always been the Savior. How he'd always been there. Oh, Israel. Oh, children of Judah. Always calling them to repent and come back to him for salvation. And so many times they did not. It's the steadfast love of the Lord you see here. Steadfast, his willingness to save, his longing to have mercy. Such is the Lord's heart. Oh, how I long to gather you in under my wings. Oh, sinners who've been resisting and rebelling me, and oh, how I want to gather you in. Oh, you poor hurting saint. How I want to gather you in, for I love you. And particularly, it's his love here for wayward believers. Like Israel, though been brought up as his covenant people, who've then abandoned the truth and wandered away. You know, what you might say is backslidden believers. But he's looking here. It's not with anger or wrath. Oh, but with this deep longing, he's saying, oh, come, you'll find comfort and shelter with me. Perhaps you are here tonight and you are far from God. Perhaps you have backslidden from your faith. A bit like Israel, you've been resisting God. You've been resisting what he commands you to do, and resisting his grace. Or perhaps you know someone like this. Hear the heart of the Lord for rebels, for backsliders. Not a heart to condemn, but this heart of mercy, this desire to forgive and make it right. His willingness, he's saying, you come under the shadow of my wings. The world out there is harsh and it leads to death. You come shelter under my wings. This is a beautiful picture of his gospel grace. Two very brief applications to make. The first, brothers and sisters, is simply trust in the Lord alone, as David does. Perhaps there are calamities where everything else may be stripped away from you. It seems to me that that is often the Lord's way to bring us to salvation. He often strips things away. We are weakened, we are hurt. Make your refuge in the shadow of his wings. It is a matter of your heart that you, with faith, commit everything to God. As we sang in Psalm 31, the words of the Lord Jesus from the cross, "Father, into your hands I commit my spirit." In that same sense, we should say, "Lord, I just commit everything into your hands. I shelter under you and I trust you." Trust in him. Trust in him at all times. Don't make your refuge anywhere else. Isn't that what's so good about David here? He doesn't run off seeking an alliance. Doesn't start sharpening his sword. Doesn't trust his own ingenuity. He trusts in the Lord. Don't make your refuge in worldly comforts. We're all tempted to do that. In distractions, good feelings, even simple things like food or friendships. Don't make your refuge in your own self, in self-belief, self-righteousness, thinking you can do it, you'll be all right. No, you put your heart in Christ's hands. You trust in him. And make your refuge in him. Surrender everything to him and you believe the gospel. He says, "Come, shelter under my wings." And the second important application is if you know the Lord, then be a mother hen. Be a mother hen. I mean, be like the Lord and shelter others under your wing. As Christians, we have a particular calling to care for those who are weak and vulnerable. Is there a fatherless child God would call you to adopt? Is there a widow, someone all alone, who God calls you to take in and to care for? Is there someone grieving who has no strength, who needs your encouragement and arm around them? And in doing this, you will be like your Father in heaven. You will love as he loves. So rest tonight, my brothers and sisters. Rest in the refuge we have, in the shadow of the Lord's wings. May you have peace in him. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we rejoice that all things are in your hands. And that although troubles and suffering may come, we know that they are all ordained for our good, that they are discipline from your loving hand in order to make us more like Christ. And we thank you, Lord, for the shelter you've given us in him. Shelter from judgment, from condemnation, and from death and hell. And for the peace and the love and the care that you have for us. Lord, for each of us here, we pray for a gift of faith. Help us, Lord, to trust you, and may we remember this beautiful picture in moments of calamity. We thank you for the wings of Christ over us. In his name we pray. Amen.